last time we said we cleared a lot based on suspected cases and the number of cases that rose up immediately. Now the outbreak of cholera has been confirmed after samples tested positive for Vibrio cholera in Aba in the National Public Health Laboratory. As of yesterday, we had 233 cases with 30 new admissions. This alone in Juba. The total number of deaths is 5, 4 in the facility and 1 in the community. Besides Juba, there are also cases reported from Duke County as well as from Terekeka. In Duke, there are cumulative cases of 46 and Terekeka cumulative cases of 12. So that brings us to a total of 291 cases across the country. Over to you.
Okay, that means now we can now say there is a cholera outbreak in South Sudan.
Sure.
There has been concern of maybe very little awareness being done in order to alert the people about the dangers of cholera. How much is the ministry doing to conduct serious awareness in the population?
Radio Miraya, you can be one of our testimony. I hear awareness on cholera over Radio Miraya. That is one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you know, as I told you last time, we have a cholera treatment center in Juba, and 8 other oral rehydration points across the town. Last time we mentioned Yakron, we mentioned Munuti, we mentioned Gurei, we mentioned Lologo, we mentioned Gumbo, and few other
areas here in Juba.
Areas in Juba where we have oral rehydration points. When someone is experiencing diarrhea and vomiting, should immediately go to this oral rehydration point. The point I want to bring up here is from these facilities, we are gathering information about the residence of the patient. And we have mapped these areas. Now we know where majority of cases are coming from, and we send teams to go to these areas and conduct health education. Not only health education, but we have integrated community approach,
mm-hmm.
where we have awareness, we have intervention pertaining to water and sanitation, including and hygiene, including hand washing, treatment of water at point of use, and also use of latrine and so on. And we also have we hand out leaflets for those we visited in their homes or at public gathering. So all these activities are ongoing, and we also have a toll-free number 1144. We said anyone can call anytime if they need any information. Besides that, we have this mobile megaphone, Sultan Jumbo.
Mm-hmm. He and
yes, Yuba. Yes, I don't know whether you have heard him or not. He was told to go to those most affected areas.
Which are the most affected areas here in Juba?
Yes, so far, the most affected areas are Khor William, Checkpoint, Kiada, you have Juba Nabari, Lologo, you have Gorom. Of course, majority of cases are coming from Gorom, west of Juba.
That is where the refugees are.
Munuti also, there are cases.
Uh-huh.
And there are actually cases 1 to 3 across all the areas of Juba. The most affected are like 4 or 5 areas, like I mentioned, but there are sporadic cases, 1 or 2 coming from other areas as well.
So, and why is it proving difficult, doctor, to contain the numbers and avert a possible spread? Because now 291 is a big number.
You are right. There are 2 things. One is prevention, the other one is working towards containment of a spread. And like I said, we are working towards that. Risk factors have been also mapped. The probable risk factors fueling transmission include using untreated water from the river and water tankers lack of household chlorination of drinking water, eating food from unregulated roadside food vendors or makeshift markets, and the rampant open defecation around the town. Especially this has been fueled after the conflict in Juba. Now, the interventions are directed towards these risk factors.